it's time for the celebrity snitch. Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Civil Wilkes.
Happy Friday, Huggy.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
What up, my TJMFBFFs? Huh? How are you doing? And how are you doing, Jay? Y'all hear about that 70-year-old woman in India having a baby?
72 years old, yes.
72. Tom, she named the baby Great Grand. Come here, Great Grand. Her husband is 79, Sybil.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing wrong with they AARPs, huh? Sybil, I hope she's not going to breastfeed. Got powdered milk. Johnny Guitar Watson going to pop out of her booth. They making milk out of powder. Got the baby crying. Sybil, the baby daddy name is Mohinder.
Right.
Which means meat slinger. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Anyway, congrats to the happy couple for breaking the Guinness Book of World Records on being the first family to all wear Pampers. It's getting late, y'all. Let's count down. Lauryn Hill as contender number one for continuing to show up late for shows. Lauryn, you better stop. These shows ain't loyal. When the fans fed up, they're going to stop showing up. Contender number two, Paris Hilton, who has a new documentary, and I heard is getting reviews, Sybil. Just reviews. Paris, we barely want to keep up with the Kardashians. What the habanero hell makes you think we want to watch a documentary about you? No, thank you. I'll spend my 4 minutes elsewhere. Contender number three, Colin Q. Williams. Now, Colin Q. Williams, or as he's known in jail, inmate number 2, 1999, claims he's Prince's son, and he's trying to claim his Prince Powerball ticket, y'all. Colin Q. said Prince and his mama did the do back in 72. Well, it was really 76, but 72 rhymed, Jake. Anyway, he's saying he's Prince's son, so I'm guessing if the kid is not Prince's son, it might be Morris Day's kid. Time will tell.
Time will
might
tell.
Need Jerome Benton to put a mirror in that baby. Contender number four, Atlanta Hawks. That's how many games they lost in a row. Four. They swept them fast, Tom. They was in an Uber at halftime. Did you know that? Not this year, Hawks. Not this year. Contender number five, Ja Rule, who tweeted, Michael Jordan get a dollar whenever someone used the crying Jordan meme. Y'all really?
Yeah.
Y'all really? Can I get things mofos do when they come home from jail and get on social media and say for a dollar Sybil? I have a flip phone wrong with him. George Zimmerman, you are the Bama for life.
For life. Yeah.
For lifetime. George Zimmerman trying to auction off the gun used to kill Trayvon. There's a special place in hell for this motherfucker. And why are we surprised? He already done sold his soul, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy y'all week.
All right.